A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, October 16th, 2019. And this is Live Talk Diaspora Forum. My name is Chris Gande.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
We would like to welcome our viewers and listeners in Zimbabwe and around the world. Tonight, we are discussing moves by Zimbabweans in the diaspora to help each other.
A focus is on the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation, a human rights NGO, which has embarked on a program to set up contact persons and centers for Zimbabweans in distress across South Africa.
With increasing economic and social hardships in South Africa, the organization says the number of Zimbabweans requiring urgent help is growing, but there are no support systems in place.
The growing challenges identified by this organization include xenophobic violence, displacements, threats of xenophobic attacks, challenges of burying a deceased relative back home, unlawful arrests, declined access to health services, children being denied education, challenges with documentation, and many more.
To join our discussion, you can phone us directly at +1 202 619 2077 and we'll call you right back.
And remember, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on 13860 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
And remember, we are live streaming our shows on Facebook right now, so you can catch us on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Zimbabwe.
Ongwadiwa watereri nevatariri tasangana zvakare muchirongwa chedu chatinotarisa zviri kusangana nevana veZimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika. Nhasi tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika muSouth Africa umo nezuro sangano rinonzi Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa rakaparura chirongwa chekuunganidza umbowo kana namba dzinenge dziine pokuti vana veZimbabwe vari kutarisana nematambudziko vanga vachifona panhamba idzo dzenhare pamwe chetewo nekuparura homwe inenge ichibatsira kuunganidza mari inozobatsira vana veZimbabwe vanenge vari mumatambudziko. Chirongwa ichocho chinonzi Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation chekuunganidza homwe chekuunganidza mari. Zimbabwe Diaspora Charity Fund ndo yavakaunganidza kuti pange paine homwe. Tinonzwa kuti vari kushanda vachitsigirwawo nemuzinda weZimbabwe muSouth Africa pamwewo navana muzvina bhizimusi vekuZimbabwe vari muSouth Africa imomo. Chinangwa chikuru ndechekuti hanzi vana veZimbabwe vakawanda vari kusangana zvikuru nekurwiswa nezvizvarwa zveSouth Africa atingati maxenophobic attack aya. Vana veZimbabwe vari kusiya misha yavo vachizoita matambudziko vachishayawo nevabatsira vasina mari. Koitawo dzimwe nyaya dzekuti vanogona kungosungwa zvisina tsarukano. Vanenge vachitarisirwa kunge vachiwanawo magweta anovabatsira asi vari kutadza kuzviita nekuti panenge pasina mari. Nekutiwo vana vechikoro vanenge vachinetseka kuti vawane nzvimbo dzezvikoro nenyaya dzemapepa nezvimwe zvakadaro. Saka ndo zvimwe zvikuru zvaita kuti sangano iroro reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa riumbe Zimbabwe Diaspora Charity Fund kana kuti Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation homwe yekuti pange pachiunganidzwa mari inobatsira vana veZimbabwe. Rimwe dambudziko munhu akashaya kuSouth Africa dzimwe nguva hanzi anogona kutoita mwedzi chaiwo vanhu vachiedza kuunganidza mari yekuti adzosirwe mutumbi uende kunovigwa kumusha. Saka ndo zvimwe zvezvinhu zviri kunzi nesangano. Kana pakapaita vanhu vanenge vachikanda mari inoita 12 rand pamwedzi muhomwe iyoyo zvinogona kubatsira vana veZimbabwe vanenge vachiurwa nematambudziko. Ndo zvatoda kuti kurukure tichange tichikupai mukana wekuti munzwe kubva kune vari kutungamira chirongwa ichikrisi.
Yebo Chonga, zulukandaba siyadibana njalo kuhlelo lwethu lwe-Live Talk Diaspora Forum. Namhlanje ke sixoxa ngohlelo olusungulwe eSouth Africa, izalwane zeZimbabwe ezihlala khona leSouth Africa phansi kwehlanganiso ethiwa iZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Lolu hlelo ngoluzaphathisa ngokusungula amabhizimusi patisa nje ekukhulumisaneni kwabantwana beZimbabwe abase South Africa ababhekane lendubo ezitshiyeneyo lapho ke linhlanganiso iFoundation yonale iqoqe njalo isikhwama esokuphathisa izizalwane zeZimbabwe eSouth Africa esithiwa sona iZimbabwe Charity Foundation. Isikhwama lesi ke sikhangelele ukuphathisa bonke nje ababe bebhekane lodubo lodlakela izenophobia ukuyabhalisa abantwana esikolo. Sizwa ukuthi abantwana bayathwaliswa nzima khona le South Africa, bayaxotshwa abanye lokunye okunjalo. Yikho ke esifuna ukuxoxa ngakho, sikhangela nje zonke inhlelo ezingazi khona emhlabeni jikelele ezikhangela kakhulu ke ngabantwana beZimbabwe abahlala emazweni atshiyeneyo. Kodwa ke sithe sifake yona le enkundleni ukuze sizwe ukuthi lina lithini ngayo, libona ulu ingaphathisa na, njalo inhlelo na ezingasungulwa kwezikwamanye amazwe. Asixoxeni ke inombolo zethu +1 202 465 0318. Leyo ke inombolo ye WhatsApp kuthi ke nxa lifuna ukuthi listinte nge direct line +1 202 619 2077. Lingasithinta siyalifonela back. Jonga
Chris ndinozotane munyarikano wedu kana mudare wedu wekutanga vaAzaria Dube Nduna vanove sachigaro esangano reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa rakaumba Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Welcome you Mr. Dube to our program.
Welcome, Mr. Jonga. I'm very happy to be actually presenting this the Adil project to all Zimbabweans in South Africa.
Well, may you start by telling us the purpose of the fund you launched and how it is going to benefit Zimbabweans?
Actually, the main motive or the main reason actually which made us to come up with this thing, Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation, is it was after receiving several calls from Zimbabweans living in South Africa that, as you know, that as our economy in Zimbabwe is at a certain level, that even those graduates or those who came from colleges and universities, they can't find work in Zimbabwe. So a country which has got most of Zimbabweans is South Africa, and we are nearly 3 million Zimbabweans in South Africa. And whilst in South Africa, we come across numerous problems, social problems. And in all these problems, we find that from 2001 up until now, our Zimbabweans are facing problems on immigration issues, human trafficking. Sometimes we can find out that they can have some problems because there are some illegal mining activities happening in South Africa. So as you know, that is it's difficult also to get to it because people, they don't have documents. They are trying to get a listing through like some difficult means which end up them in big problems, and they end up like dying in South Africa. And after some people die in South Africa, especially Zimbabweans, there are no repatriation funds for them to be taken back to Zimbabwe. So that's actually the main reason that it did say we did come up with this project. We did implement it in 2015, and we wanted to launch it in February, but now successfully we are now launching it so that every Zimbabwean citizen in South Africa can say now this project is going to assist like every Zimbabwean, including those even who are not also involved in these problems. Because actually, according to our research, we did find that some teachers in some mining actions, they say, myself, I can be insured, I can have like a good salary. But in a case that maybe my cousin can be involved in a robbery or has been killed, or it can be like a falling of mine shafts, he's supposed to pay something like 10,000. So if you've got such a project like for us in South Africa, what if I think it is going to be very easier because it's just taking a call and tell us where this happened, and you can send people to go and assist. Not like what we used to do, that we just go and represent like on TV, on Studio 7, or on social media. But now, for the first time, I'm going to provide assistance.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Dewey. Please do stay on the line. I think, Chris, we have our first caller.
Yebo, Chonga. Salomlaleli. Sakwamukela kuhlelo.
Hello, baba.
Yeah, ngikhuluma lobani.
Ukhuluma lo mfundisi uMhlanga eMarinoha eMaphisa.
Umfundisi uMhlanga.
Yeah, eMarinoha eMaphisa mfowethu.
Oh, eMarinoha. Kunjani eMarinoha?
Ah, uyachisa wena mfowethu.
Akusiphe ingqondo yakho ngalokho esixoxa ngakho.
Kanti ngizofuna mara le nto ike yaba khona esikhathini se-South Africa kwakuthiwa yi-Afrika. Abantu abantu kwakuthina ukuthi yo izimali zabantu ayizange sifana ndawo yabuya yadilika le nto. Kodwa manje ngibona ngathi abantu bazovela izimali uma zingahlangabanga.
Manje macebo bani? Macebo bani abangayenza abantu ukuthi bengadlelwa imali?
Abantu bakhula futhi ngiwabona abasebenza ukuthi bangadlelwa ngoba nami ngasakhiyo leyo hlangano lokupheka i-Afrika ngizazi kasikole. Manje izinto zithi baziwa kubaya kube nasizwe kulezo zinto.
Hayi, siyakuzwa sibongile kakhulu.
Okay.
Jonga, that caller there says he knows of an a similar organization that was formed years ago, and the name of the organization was AFRISA. He says he was a member of that organization, and what happened was they ended up crying for their money after it was misappropriated. So he was saying unless these guys put the safeguards here and there, they might face a similar problem.
Mr. Dube, you heard from our first caller. He's saying the issue of misappropriation of funds is the main concern, and even some of our listeners who are writing to us, that's the same issue they are raising.
Yeah, actually what he's saying is very true. It is very common, especially even in running a country. You find that maybe a country can be very rich in minerals and everything, but you can find that that country can come down to be very poor, which is because of corruption and the mismanagement of funds. So actually, as we did, it took a long time implementing to come up with this project as we are launching it now. Organized design like this, that the chief accountant will be holding these funds. Funds are being taken out from our account to go and assist people maybe in Cape Town, or maybe in Durban, or there was xenophobia, or unchallenged false, or whatever problem. The chief accountant is coming from the ordinary Zimbabwean people, not from one of our members. And the other thing, what actually did come up with, is that we did also allow, like, other organizations in South Africa, and also especially our consulate, also, after some time, to carry out a meeting to ensure that the funds which are going to be deposited, especially like this week, SMSs are going to go further to Zimbabwean sense funds this week. Those funds which are going to get now, as we did classify that by the beginning of November, that's when we are going to start assessing the people, though we would think that we were going to launch it in the beginning of October, but due to some delays anyway. The measures which are going to be that after some time, we are going to carry out some meetings, a board meeting every month to ensure that funds which we did get from the previous months, the total figure, what problems did we encounter during that month? So that's when we're going to balance that the problems which did come up during the month and the funds which are going to give out, they must also correspond to the transactions from our account, so that there's no point that maybe the contribution of the funds, let's say in October, is 2 million, but we find out maybe in November that something like 2 million something like 4 million is out of the account. So we want to ensure that the problems which we did receive are going also to be recorded, so that they must correspond with the funds which are going to be given out to assist the people. And also, our government and other organizations, they are free also to consult us. Also, we ourselves are going to carry out meetings like after 3 months, so that maybe the organizations and also our government, then should be accountability in this way. Like, you are not going to run like this project alone. We need also inclusive also or some our government and some chairperson and other organizations, so that they can also assist us on some of the ideas which we think maybe we can be able also to use them, so that maybe these funds can be used on other things which are other than what we did inform our Zimbabweans. The other thing that we as a Zimbabwean Human Rights Organization, the reason why we did come up with this project, that we did find out that it is very important to have such an organization. So we can't be as people, we know that this did happen for so many years, and some projects were being started, especially when it comes to funds. I mean, imagine your funds, and those projects did also collapse. Ourselves who are fully committed that funds are going to be contributed, are going to be safe in our accounts. So in the other things, like we've got two accounts, we've got FNB account, which is a commercial bank. So this account is going to, the funds in FNB account are not going to be used like on daily use. We are going to use the funds which will be in our Capitec account. The only funds in FNB account are going to only be transferred to be used when we got a serious problem, which is like maybe a serious accident or xenophobia, or maybe some Zimbabweans did die, maybe with large numbers like in illegal mining, when there's actually quite a big problem. Some smaller problems where we want to assist the Zimbabweans, let me say, for example, like in maybe someone shake, maybe like he did good fire and lose maybe all the documents, or maybe 3 people who are going to use the funds which will be in our Capitec account. So in this way, there is no any other way that maybe funds can be mismanaged in this way.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Wadube Rambaye Muri Parunare at Christ Tambire Valio Nyoni. Chitoro che Zimbabwe chiri South Africa.
Yebo, mnumzana Nyoni.
Mtakandi.
Yee. Ya, ungasiphathisa lapha kuhlelo sikhangela ke kulenhlanganiso ethiwa yona yiZimbabwe Human Rights Organization esungule iFoundation ethiwa iZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation ezaphathisa izalwane zeZimbabwe ezikhona ngapho kwele South Africa. Ye, sesike sezwa abanye besithi bangani bayathandabuza ukubana imali alisozo zinyamalale yini lokunye okunjalo. Wena ubona njani linhlanganiso iyaphathisa njalo labantu ababe bekhangelane bebhekane lodlakela lokunye okunjalo?
Ye, mbona ngani iyaphathisa. Yikuthi nje mina angikabi lethuba elokuthi ngihlangane labo, kodwa ngokubona kwami kakhulu ngibona ngani kuyaphathisa sibili.
Mhm. Ye, nxa manje wena ukhangele indlela eliphila ngayo khona ngapho eSouth Africa, ungathi inhlanganiso engaphathisa ubona ungani inhlanganiso eyabinjani engathiwa iphathise izifiso zenu khona ngapho eSouth Africa?
Kumele ukuthi abantu bahlangane kusane babonisane ukuthi bangayenza njani ukwenzela ukuthi baphathisane uma bendawonye. Inhlanganiso enjengale inhle sibili, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi ikhona, kodwa ke sifuna nje ukuthi kube le transparency ukwenzela ukuthi uma izinto zisenzakala kube khona ukuthi kuyaphangiseka ukuthi abantu bezuze uncedo masinya.
Mhm. Ye, kodwa siyabona khona ngapho eSouth Africa ukuthi abantu bahlezi ngamaxuku bona bayabandlulana bona ngokwabo bodwa siyasizwe ukuthi abanye bale burial society yabantu abavela ehwange abanye abavela eBite Bridge bale yabo abavela ngapi konke kona lokho kutshengisa ukungabambani manje ubona njani nxa sikhangela inhlanganiso enjengayo naleyi eZimbabwe Diaspora Foundation ukuthi inhlanganiso engaletha lonke yini elikhona ngapho libambani
okwaka thesi mbona ngani kungaba nzima ngoba ka thesi abantu bahlangene nje njengezigaba njengoba ujile ukuthi abanye bavela eBitbit abanye bavela eWine so abantu ba hlangana ngezigaba lapha abavela khona kodwa izindaba eziningi ziba khona ngokuthi abantu bavela ngaphi so uncedo kuma-groups anjalo kuba lula kakhulu ngoba abantu uma besuka endaweni bayazana physically bayazana ngamabizo bayazana ukuthi longwa ngabe so it be very easy ukuthi abantu bahlangane njengamakhuphisana endaweni ezinjalo kodwa ke nxa kwi-organization enkulu ezakhava abantu bonke kumele ibe organization sibili ezazithengisa kakhulu ithengise endaweni zonke ukwenza ukuthi abantu bonke begcine labo sebejoyina but for the time being ukuthi abantu bancedane ngezigaba ngezigaba bona ngani ku-right
hayi kuyezwakala yes ajonga Mr. Inyoni there is asked him you know that the problems that we face in Zimbabwe sometimes they translate themselves in other countries. For example, you find that there are people who say because they come from a particular area they just want to group themselves as that from that area. So if there is an organization like this, is there a way of integrating all those different people? Yeah, so he says it's possible but they have to work on it.
That's a good advice from him because what's important is for people to work together. But sometimes people in the diaspora and people back home, we tend to have different opinions and that forces us to have many groups. Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization South Africa, Rinovera Kaumba, Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Vadhuve vanhu vakawanda vari kufara havo kuti maita pfungwa yakanaka yekuti munge muchibatsira zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri muSouth Africa kana zvairwa nematambudziko. Asi nyaya hombe iri kunyanyochemwa nevanhu inyaya yekuchengetwa kwemari kuti inzira dzipi dzinozoita kuti mari dzinobviswa nevanhu dzinge dzichichengeteka. Uye pane nzira here dzekuti vanenge vabvisa mari vavanga vachinyorwa pasi kuitira kana vakazosangana nematambudziko vanga vachizobatsirwa.
Right, mfundzi wakanaka Sireki. Ringatika marengori atanga takaita chirongwa ichi tatakaronga kuti isu vanhu vanobvisa mari izvi vanokontributa nama12 rand ama-SMS nevanobvisa ma20 rand vachishandisa maakaunts avo vanhu ava hativarekodhi vanhu vatanga tichinorekodha tachinorekodha mabusiness people mahombe ari muno achainge achiti tinosponsa chirongwa ichi pamufunzo unowu wamabvunza ndokuti takaichiita kuti chive charity organization kanti kuda kwomunhu kuti ati ini ndiri muzimbabweni ndokuda kuti ndakaona matambudziko akati akatiwira ndinosununguka kuti ndikabvisa mari yakadai kuitira kuti chini pakaita alban tambudziko regai ndireve ndakadaisa kuti ndikazwe mubvunzo wenyu ichokwadi kuti vanhu vakasvisa magurupu avo vakati ava vanobva kucholotso ava vanobva kuhwange ava vanobva kuchipinge vakati vanobatanidza mari dzavo tobva ipapo tina mabusiness people mahombe ari muno tina navamawere tina namai masiyiwa tina nabisti vusha ndanongori vanhu vakuru vanosvikamwa vari muno vane mabusiness vari munomo takadarozve tina makambani mahombe akaitwa mubatanidzwa wavanhu takadarozve tina vanhu vanoshanda chavo chaivo vane mari dzakawanda zvisingaiti right ndanongoriva ndichitini tigota mafamilies ari munomo ane mari tigota mapolitisians vari muno vane mari tigota maorganization epolitics vane mari tigota ekuti consulate general tigota Zimbabwe embassy yedu kuti ndiase mufundisi zvakanaka kuti mone chirongwa ichi chakanakira chii ndezvizvi right ndoda kuti mungovona example yekuti akacha mikuku 2010 kuka essence masimakwenzi akashaika vakashaika manama documents hakuna wavanhu vandare vavo si ava wakabuda ashinda kunobatsira vanhu ava kuti vaone ma asylums avo vakwatse kuti vaone ma passports avo
vadhube ndikubatei muromo musati maenda kure matimi mune hurongwa hwekuti vanhu vanenge vachingoisa mari dzavo hamuzonyora kuti jonga abvisa 12 rands dzake Chris Ganda abvisa 12 rands dzake kungoti mari yapinda inozo akaundwa sei mari iyo nokuti kana pasina kana kuti munyorese kuti ninga abvisa mari yakati kana makuzoda kuti muibata ndizemuone kuti mari dziri kufambiswa zvakanaka here mune muchizoziva sei kuti takata unganidza $500 kubva kumapoka akati 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 tazosara taane $300 $200 yakaenda kupi
alright mari dzese idzi dzichabviswa mangari matoll rands nama SMS vanhu vachaita ma bank street nema 20 rand kuri vavanhu vanokwanisa kuti vanokora mari dzavo ndebvi kuda zvinodarika ma 7000 vanokora mari idzi dzinoitwa dzose muakaunti isu patinonoona kuti mari idzi todzisanganisa dzinenge dzava muakaunti medu chini isu hativoni mari dzichibva kuvanzi kuti chini munhu ajoina funeral policy kuti anojoina nezita rake kuti moti mwedzi wabvisa
vadhube just hold on paita muteereri mwapinda muchirongwa rambai makabata we'll come back to you hello
makadi
takasimba ndiana avo
tapuwa mwenda mberi ndiri pano vajeri mukoma
tapuwa mwenda mberi
hongu baba
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma mwenda mberi kupinda muchirongwa chedu tipei pfungwa dzenyu
chirongwa icho chakatononoka kutanga taishiri chirongwa chakatotanga kare nekutoti chirongwa chakanaka zvikuru zvekuti tinokwanisawo kuti tikandewo chiro ma 20 rand dai zvaitogona pakatoumwa inohomwe kuti vanhu vakwanise chiro kuti tikwanisewo kuti tingavhotawo here tiri kuno kudiaspora kana zvichikwanisewo kuti paine mari dzatinokwanisa kuti tibvise kuitira kuti paumbwe homwe kuti vanhu vekudiaspora vakwanise kuti vavhote here
Handofunga nyaya yekuti vanhu vekudiaspora vavhote tinenge takanzwa hurumende inenge iri kuti kutanga gore rinouya iri vanenge vakumboedza kuita ongororo dzekuona kuti dzimwe nyika dzine vana vari kunze kwenyika idzodzo vari kukwanisa kuzviitawo sei kuti vanhu vavhote vari munyika dzavari takanzwa vaziyambi ziyambi vachiti ndofunga panozosvika June 2020 vanenge vapedza kuunganidza umbo hwekuti vangaona kuti vana vezimbabwe vari kunze kwenyika vangazovhota sei ndo mamirira atakanzwa zvichiita
Okay, hatinotenda here pane izvozvo asi homwe yataurwa namukoma ihomwe yakanaka nekuti tinozoona pane vamwe vana vanosvika pakuyaura kushaya kana kuti chekukurisa mabhazi kuti vadzokere kumusha kana chokubata kana chokuenda zvacho vakabata mumaoko kuti vakwanisewo kunoti vanodya mberi zvinoramba nekuti vanenge vawanikidzwa nenjodzi dzakaita sana xenophobia panguva idzodzo dzichiitika zvotoreva kuti munhu anenge asina kana mari kokumhanyira chako chako anenge asina pamuzoreti vamwe vanomhanyira kana kumapolice station dzemunomu asi zvee zvisina batsiro asi sehomwe yataurwa dai homwe ndinorovera maoko zvekutoti nesuoka takatomira kutoti tikatoisirwa homwe yesesemetichoisiwo ma 20 rand acho iyo homwe yakanaka zvikuru
thank you so much mukoma tapuwa Thank you so much, Chris. That's Mkoma Tapua Mwendamberi calling from South Africa. He's saying this is a very noble idea and he's willing to contribute. He supports the fund.
That's
a plus for Mr. Azaria.
Yeah. I know you had asked me a question, but we'll come back to him. Let's hear from Mr. Nyoni. Babu Nyoni. Hello, Nyoni. Hello?
I think his call dropped.
Okay. Alright, Mr. Dube will continue with a question. If you can rephrase it, maybe.
Yes. Maybe I can throw it in English for the benefit of other callers and listeners. I'd asked him about the statement that... He said that they are not going to record any of these contributions that are going to be made by Zimbabweans. I asked him how are they going to maybe take charge and stock of that contribution if there is no register. Chris, if there is no register, how are they going to know Chris contributed $12 and we have to maybe account for that cent? so and so contributed so much. We are going to account for that, Mr. Dube.
Yeah. In brief, let me say, we did carry out in a lot of meetings from 2015 with the different organizations, with also our consulate. I think I did carry out a meeting with the previous consulate, who was replaced by Mr. Mkonoshuro, who is now in Botswana. The reason why we come up to this agreement would say there's no need for us to record every Zimbabwean is going to contribute like a toll friend. The reason one is people are going to contribute using their cell phones, their SMSs. That if it's like in our meeting, we found out that there are some people who are staying in informal settlements in Mkukus. These people sometimes they go to look for work every day without even transport, and they also sometimes come back without the transport. And we've got, let me say, we've got Mr. Oneka who's working in Tantion as an accountant. So, those people who are working mostly are the ones who are going to contribute with SMSs and also the trade runs and also business people. So, which means to be brief and also to be clear, we did find that out that those people actually who are not working, who are looking for work, they are not going to contribute. So, it's like we are erasing the idea that maybe those people who are going to, because it is like we are going to assist only those people who did contribute. That's why we are calling this one a proud Zimbabwean, a Zimbabwean diaspora charity. That is, those people who are working, according to our decision, that maybe 980,000 Zimbabweans have got decent jobs, which means they are earning something which is like from 4,000 upwards. So it can be too tiresome for us to say this one did contribute like a toll friend. So can also send us an MS back to people that we record those people. Ourselves are the ones who are supposed to to take our accountability, or also, let me say, Zimbabwean people by December, let me say for a short period, they are going to determine how useful is the Zimbabwean Diaspora Foundation. As people are saying that this project did come late, we are going to, everyone is going to check our accountability. After all, those funds are being
Mr. Dube, so in short, you are saying that even those who are not going to contribute to the fund, they are also going to benefit.
Yes, 100%.
Mm-hmm. And those who are going to contribute, you think they are going to welcome that?
Yes, it's like we did also a research to teachers in South Africa, to mining artisans, to some apprentices, to all these people working in South Africa. I've been saying, that when there is a disaster, if there is a problem, like what has been happening now in Katlehong, there were people who intent in Katlehong, there are those who did die. So there were no people who were coming from those areas to go and represent them, to assist them. I just want to tell you something. And also these people happen, especially in informal settlements. As I say, in Kaisens, the informal settlements. In difficulty in 2010,
thank you.
Informal settlements. Yes. So these people, some of them, they don't have also different jobs.
Thank you,
so
Mr. Dube.
Hello.
Thank you so much. Do stay on the line. We have a caller. Gaitsorum Terer. Hello.
Hello.
Ndiani vari parunare?
Ndinonzi Mukoma Hasla.
Mukoma Hasla.
Yes.
Ndima kutongorarama mutaundi because hanzi yangu hustling Mukoma.
Yeah, yangu hustling.
Aiwa tirofara mapinda muchirongo atipeiwo pfungwa dzenyu.
Tikunzwa nyaya iri mugango iyi. And vamuri kutaura navava, he is not very clear, he is not very precise kuti chirongwa ichi chichida kumbonyanyo batsira chii. He is splitting hairs, he is not talking zvakuti ga tukenda mupapa tukenda nepapa vari kutsvara tsvara tsvara. It's murky, it's cloudy, hapana zvinhu zviri definite kuti mari ida kubatsira chii. Maboda jumpers, vawirwa nenamurufu, vasungwa, what is it about? And at the end of the day, kana vanhu vachingonzi vakanda mari, vasikazivikanonzi akanda ndiani, imari yakandwa. Then how do we say mari yashota? You know? Yeah, you know, what as an organization, human rights, whatever, isn't it?
Yes, and the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization.
What is their check record before they start back from Mari? What is their check record? The Bakapatram Zimbabwe, you know, for Zinziri humanitarian, which is, you know, the baseline, the Guti, Doko Vakatangira, Tisatara Padisa Mari, Tutakun's got check record, they are Guti, Evo, Vaka Vanipati, Vachitechi, because you are finding that a lot of people, one end of diaspora, Vosha Zubita, they come up with all sorts of names, and then at the end of the day, they go to my embassy on Mupuama. I'll give you an example. We had an election, 2018, isn't it? How many of those organizations in the diaspora undertook to educate and encourage Zimbabweans to go home and remedy the problem of the diaspora? You know, right now we should be curing my symptoms. We should be actually addressing this is a key. Smith never displaced as many Zimbabweans out of Rhodesia. You know, and this is what we should be talking about. You know what? We have touched a lot of things. You can't read, okay, as you put a mari, as you put a mari nani, on what criteria, teachers, when you thought we are put a mari over this one and as you put a mari in the other, it's murky, you know, it's not clear.
Thank you so much. Maita basa shukuru mkoma hasla. Zikai tipe kune wadaro wedu wa Dube, wa Riparu Nare, wa Dube Nduna, pamochete na wa Leo Nyoni, Tigons, kwa wachi pindura. Chris, this is Mr. Hasla, mkoma hasla. This is Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna is not very clear. He's touching on many issues. And he says, what is the track record of his organization, the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization in South Africa? He should explain that before people entrust him with their money.
Okay. Before we go to Mr. Dube to respond to that question, I'll just ask a few questions, Mr. Nyoni, and then we can let him go. Babu Nyoni, siloko lukuti uge wa asazi kutubusla lele yin lapu bulale lufelo uguti beguti wan lapu susugi.
Ubulalele
pe.
Yeah.
Ungathini ukhona wakatesi lapha layo othi yena ungani uhlelo lwakhona lucacanga wena uthini ngakho?
Yeah, okwakatesi uhlelo lolu alukacaci, alucacanga for sure. Ngokuba nxa abantu bazasonga ukukontributa imali kungazi.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Hello?
I think we have lost him.
Mr. Dube, now your chance to respond. People are saying, for example, if you are going to join, let's say I'm in South Africa right now, and I want to participate in this foundation, what's the procedure?
Okay, Let me start by saying our organization is about women's rights organization. Some people, of course, they may not be aware.
Your call has been placed on hold. Please wait.
Okay, go ahead.
Your call has been placed on hold.
I think we made a mistake.
I think there's a cross line because there is that continuous call placed on hold message.
And we have lost Mr. Nduna in the process. Anyway, we'll get back to him, Jonga.
He's there.
You're still here. So go ahead, Mr. Nduna.
Tell us about this. Hello.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. In a brief, let me say our organization. The people in Zimbabwe and in South Africa, I believe, like in, let me say, 80% are aware of our organization. Like in 2010, if I can say in a brief, our organization is the very organization which did monitor or do visits to all Zimbabwe Home Affairs application centers when Zimbabwe has been issued the DZP permits. I'm talking of monitoring or visits to ensure that people who have got some problems of mistakes of their names did 50 or masses so that these people, their names can be corrected quickly as soon as possible so that they can get their permits. And I'm not talking of attending meetings, because when attending meetings, we were nearly 12 organizations. I don't know that there were a lot of citizens here. And I do remember in 2010 in Kaisens, when some sheikhs were banned in Kaisens, our organization is one of the organizations which did it to Kaisens to go and inspect and saw what was happening with the city of public migration. And also, remember, there is a story of this by Sizemon, who was shot by his boss in the Northwest. Our organization, it's the only organization, if I can say, we're supposed to go there with the SAP, but on some SAP member, including pick him in, to go there. We did also ensure that the board of Sesumoyo was taken to Zimbabwe. And also, that's when I want to come up with this answer. Someone was saying, Mr. Dube is not like clear telling us actually what he is going to do, what actually who is going to be assisted to our beneficiaries. Let me say, when the issue of Sesumoyo was on social, was on media, that there is this problem, let me say, There was no organization, there was no the consulate, there was no one who was ready to go there and assist the system. So if it still was in this, that was
Mr. Dube
was on TV,
Siyaphila
ngikhuluma lobani?
Mashangana.
Ah, Mashangana linjani baba?
Ah, ngiyaphila.
Yeah, ungasiphathisa kuhlelo.
Ya, uhlelo lolu lukahle mara ikhinga. Baba ke bafuna amagama, angiboni ukuthi bazibumelela la bantu.
Ngani?
Baba bafuna ukuthi abantu even bayenze ama-SMS sazi ukuthi ngubani umuntu loyo ajoyinile, because akusizi ukuthi sizosiza omunye nomunye umuntu asebenzi izizaka asebenza imali asabezikhwameli, but ma kweli wengozi uthola ukuthi se usebenzisa imali yabanye abantu. Angiboni ukulungile lokho, because uyabona izinto emthethweni, kufuze omunye nomunye egama lakhe sazi ukuthi ngubani umuntu loyo aphumise imali la. Sesikhona ukuthi siba ama-beneficiaries lonke, but ma kubeneficia umuntu angaphumisani media, angiboni ukuthi iyophumelela kahle.
Manje ubona ungani ukuthi kuphumelele kumele kwenziwe njani?
Kufuze sirejiste amagama ethu. Siyazi ukuthi ngubani aphumise imali. Siyazi ukuthi abanye abanayo imali, but amagama asakathekile kakhulu. Ithi imali leyo ingakhona ukusiza nabantu labanganamali, but amagama ayafuneka. Imali leyo inani kakhulu, 12 rand. Inani kakhulu le mali le. Abantu bayaphuza, abantu laba bangasebenziko laba sebayahlupheka. Abantu beZimbabwe uma ufika la, baphuza itswala bonke nalaba bangasebenziko, mara kuyosweleka 12 rand.
Okay. Hayi, siyakuzwa baba, sibongile kakhulu.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, Chris, I think we are joined by Mr. Itani Ndlovu, who is the spokesperson for the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation. Welcome to our show, Mr. Ndlovu.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yes, you are welcome. I think you can welcome
me. Yes, Mr. Ndlovu, we have Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna, and he was explaining to us. I had asked him, how do you benefit if, for example, I'm in South Africa right now and I want to benefit from this foundation? So he was explaining. Maybe you can explain and he'll take it from you, from whatever you say.
Absolutely. The intention of this organization basically is to assist Zimbabweans in South Africa who find themselves under very difficult circumstances. There are a lot of problems that Zimbabweans face in South Africa. I'm sure you do know about the xenophobic attacks, you do know about a whole lot of bus accidents that happen, and you do know about the fires, the shed fires that take place, all the different kinds of disasters that transpire in South Africa, and we find families having difficulties in getting assistance to be able to repatriate maybe the bodies back home for burial. So the intention of the organization basically is to chip in whenever such an eventuality takes place so that we can actually assist Zimbabwean families, the Zimbabwean people living in South Africa who face a whole lot of difficulties of a variety of issues.
Yeah, so, you know, people are saying it's not really cut clearly because you are saying people have, with difficulties. For example, here's one person who needs maybe a birth certificate for his son, and the other person has lost a relative. So, are those kinds of, I mean, how do you assist those kinds of problems? And also considering that there is some kind of contribution that is made toward the foundation, can you please explain that?
Okay, so basically, the organization is for the Zimbabweans by the Zimbabwean people. It's like they are contributing, obviously, whatever they're contributing into a fund. And in case of an eventuality of something of that nature, I think, and we're looking mostly at, you know, bigger disasters, like for instance, we do get bus accidents, you know, a lot of Zimbabwean countries in Africa to buy things, to buy groceries and to order things to go and sell in Zimbabwe. Whenever such a bus accident occurs, you know that things are tough in Zimbabwe, things are difficult, and families find it difficult to repatriate those bodies. So remember, sometimes the government is not actually that capable of, you know, assisting as quickly as they can. So the idea was so that we actually group the Zimbabweans together, pool our funds together, so that in case anything of that nature happens, if it gets reported, it gets to our ears, we hear about it, and then the funds are available, we chip in, we assist the family in actually making all those arrangements to repatriate the body. In case of maybe young people attacks, it lose their property, they lose clothing, and they have to be kept in hold, municipality walls without enough food, and they are stuck there for some time, and life there is actually terrible and horrible. So as an organization, and funds permitting, if something of that nature happens, then that is where we chip in to ensure that if those people need to go home, we can make those arrangements, we can actually fund them so that they can go home and, you know, recuperate and come back whenever they need to.
Okay. Thank you so much. Please do stay on the line, Jonga.
Yes, regai timbozwa kuti vatereri vari kuti pa Facebook page yedu ye VOA Show na Chris tingonzwa kuti mashoko ari kubva kuvatereri anzi na mukoma Courtney Mpemi kuti anzi Ndlovu ndiye anga achikakama panga achibvunzwa na Kefi Mosha anzi Moshasana kunzi Marii ndei akatadza kupindura zvakajeka. Ndofunga kutaura vaNdlovu vatano pachirongwa anzi vabvunzwa vakatadza kupindura zvakanaka zvinogutsa. Kouya kana ivo zvakare mukoma Mpemi varikuisa namba dzavo kuti tivafonere, zvimwe chete namukoma Trimore Mashline Mashumba vaisa namba dzavo anzi ndifonerei. Then kwoita mukoma Fraser Chicks Nathan NR vari kutsigira mashoko ataurwa namukoma Hustler ekuti chikwata kana kusangano ravadhuve reZimbabwe Human Rights Organization ritanga rataura kuti rine track record yakadii risati rapiwa mari kuti ringe richengeta. Ndozviri kunzi on point Hustler. Kwaita vamwe vari kutaura vari kutoona vari munzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana muSouth Africa imomo. Regai tisati taenda kune vadari vedu timunzwa tine muteereri parunare. Hallo.
Mukoma Julia.
Makadii, ndiani avo?
Mukoma Gaddafi.
Mukoma Gaddafi, kuri sei kwamuri?
Kwandiri kuraiti amene ikoko.
Aiwa, kunotirwa penyu, tipei tinzwe zvamatai zvamatiigira.
Ndoda kubvunza kuti icherity here kana kuti organization yakamira sebozi kana iri charity ndaifunga kuzongoti vangoti no vanhu ngavadhonete mari. Vanhu vadhoneta mari and ivo ndo vachaoziva kuti ichane mari yebozi kana kuri kuzvikuru mali dzese vala kubhadhara mu dzibhoma account apa ndaita problem hundiridza sometimes ndandikwani mai waita dzizvinirwa futi mazita handiundi kuti zvina kubudirira
regai tivabvunze tinzwe kuti vanoti zvakamira sei.
Kana ivo vaoti ngatidhonetei mari tongodhoneta tongoziva kuti ai we give money to charity hatitarisiri kana ndazoudawo nedambudziko ndivafonera kana vatibatsirawo vandibatsira kana vasinawo havana bhozi kana ndabvisa ndeitori netarisiro kuti vandibatsire bhozi ndeitoti ndingabvisa.
Aiwa regai tivape mukana yevapindure. Thank you. Imi muri South Africa here mukomagadhafi?
Ndokwandogara ndokwandakatodhibanidzi ende handibvimuno.
Zvakanaka mukoma, regai tisvitse mashoko iwayo kuna vaazaria nduna hanzi yevanduna. Mukoma Gaddafi wari South Africa, he is asking whether this is a charity or it's a charity organization, and if it's a fund that is going to help people as a charity, he said he should just ask for donations from well wishers, and those donating will very well know that they are donating to charity. And if it's a membership fund, then whoever donates expects to be assisted in return. Tipeiwo zvamunofunga pamusoro pachikana minduro vanduna pamusoro penyaya iyi. Hanzi isangano rekubatsira vese vari kushupikawo here zvavo, kana kuti rinenge richizonzi nhengo inenge yabatsirwa yatarisirwawo zvakare kuti ichange ichizobatsirwa, inenge yabatsira nemari izobatsirwa.
Okay, thanks a lot, Mr. Jonga. Let me just answer this quickly and in brief. As we did clarify in our document that we have got like sort of 21 vacancies for Zimbabweans, and also each province in South Africa will use the Zimbabwe Diaspora Foundation coordinator who will be actually taking actually problems happening. Let's say maybe there's a disaster or maybe someone is shaking and got fire, and they lost everything, and they quickly notify our office so that we send people. Let me answer this question directly, because I'm saying maybe we are failing to answer the question directly. Right. The issue registering names or taking names of those contributors, let me just give you an example. I did say to you, first we did carry out a research before we did come up with this project. It's like he first wanted to collect all the names of Zimbabweans in South Africa. Second, wanted the people who are going to contribute to take all their names so that maybe they are going to contribute something like 20 rand. At first wanted to make 20 rand for every Zimbabwean. But the challenge or the reason why would it say, let's just make it a charity that people can contribute on if they feel that it's a noble project or it's a little project. That we find that those people actually mostly who are in informal settlements, or maybe who are those people who I can say is a mazamas, or people who might get into a problem. For example, I did say example of this xenophobia which happened in Katlehong. Those people who have problems, if I can tell you, there are people we can find that maybe they don't have even decent jobs. So it means the people who are going to contribute are those people who are working, who can say maybe I've got my life insurance, I've got my vehicle, I've got my house. So if you are going to say you are taking names of those people as a way of going to say it is going to assist in accountability. And these very people, when we did ask them, they say there is no need of collecting our names, because these funds which are contributing are going to assist other people.
So,
like
Mr. Nduna,
or in Cape Town.
So, Mr. Nduna,
maybe they did not contribute because they are assisted on programs or
Mr. Nduna, so in short, this is a charity organization.
It's a charity organization, yes.
Ah, okay. I think there's clarity there, Chris.
Yes, I think you've clarified. I hope our listeners, there's quite a number of them who even wrote, there's Anele Melusi who says, our government does not help its people, or can I say they do not care about the citizens? He says, I'm in mid-range South Africa. and he says we asked for us to phone him, we'll call him, and then Ndlela Dube uthi yena sothi ukucubungula leyo ndaba ayihli kahle okwamanje. Still not satisfied. That is Ndlela Dube. He's not satisfied with the explanation given there about this organization. But anyway, Mr. Ndlovu, when ngoku bona kwakho lokhu sizawuthala icubungulile la yenza lokuthiwa iresearch. Iresearch yen le itshengise ukuthi abantu bazamukela yini ngobuningi linhlanganiso.
Into ekhona ukuthi labo sesikhulume labo obviously yabona mani singula i-organization enje kuba lalabo abangayibheka bacabanga ukuthi mhlawumbe yindlela yokuthi kudliwe izimali lento ezinjalo. Bakhona engingathi baba-suspicious kodwa ngobuningi mina abantu engihlangana labo engikhuluma labo ngale organization bathi into eqakatheke kakhulu le ngoba iy'nhlupheko eziningi ezihlangana labantu baseZimbabwe kuleli lizwe and angisho abantu abazisebenzela kahle abakhona ukuthi bazimele bazenzela inhloko ngisho abantu abahluphekileyo awuthole ukuthi umuntu usebenzimeni akalalutho kuze kuzosiza ama-organizations alapho afana labo-gift of the giver sikhona thina singakhona ukuthi sizenzele sibambane thina sizenzele i-organization engasiza abantu bakithi thina ngokwethu. Ingqondo esilayo thina ukuthi singabantu singazenzela singabumbana thina sihlangane sifome le-charity organization sikhuphe lokho esikhona kuthi ma kusenzakala isehlakalo esenzakalayo lathi siyekhupha esinakho. Obviously asuze sisebenze sisodwa manje ngama-charity organizations lawa ase-South Africa anokusiza lapha nalapha kodwa thina sibona ngathi kuhle ma abantu bezenzela bona kulokuthi nilinde ukuzokhangezwa ukuthi wenami ma lizenzele nami ngibona ngathi kwenza into zihambe lula zibe lula zibe ngcono.
Hayi kuyezwakala jonge
into enda kuna vaDube Nduna vaNduna nguva dzinenge dzaakuti mhanyei zvinhu zvamungataurira vana vezimbabwe vakatarisirawo kuti vange vachibatsira kuchirongwa ichi nekuva simbisa kana kuvavimbisa sekutaura kwamaita mururimi rwechirungu kuti aiwa panenge paine accountability kunyange hazvo vanhu vanga vasiri kuzoisa masita avo nezvimwe zvakadaro nokuti tiri kuona vakawanda vari kuchema kuti tingokanda mari mukanwa mamupere kana kusungirira pagumbo rengwe zvinhu zvakaoma vamwe vachitiwo kana ndabatsira ndechitihomwe iyoyo ndechitarisirwa kuti homwe iyoyo ndikaitawo matambudziko inge ichizondibatsirawo ndo zvimwe zvinoda kutsanangurwa vanhu kuti tinozokuzivawo sei kuti wakambobatsira kana kuti mune muchingoti chero chizvarwa chezimbabwe chiri musouth africa changowirwa nedambudziko hamuna hamutarise kuti chakambobatsirawo here kuhomwe taura henyu vadhuwe. Hello, Mr. Azaria Nduna.
Hello.
Are you still there?
Yes, I'm still there, yes.
Ah, okay. Ndani chitini nerurimi rwamai mungotaura neshona kuti musimbise vanhu vari kubvunza zvakanyanya kuti mari tingosungirira mari pagumbo rengwe tisingazive kuti iri kuenda kupi pagumbo rengwena tisingazive kuti mari iri kuenda kupi uye iniwo ndikandakanda mari yangu muhomwe iyo ndichazobatsirwawo here ndakazita matambudziko ndezvimwe zvinoda kutsanangurwa vanhu saka mungavasimbisa sei nokuti tiri kuona nguva dzedu dzadyana.
Allright, regai nditi inini pana vanhu vachakontributa mari isu tinoti chini ngavatipe mazita avo tivanyore pasi changa chakapa kuti tiite hatinyori mazita pasi sokuti vanokontributa mari vanga vakati ivo chini tinokontributa mari dzinozobatsirika tichinge taitika dambudziko asi dambudziko rinowanza kuura vanhu vanotambudzika zvikuru vanogara munzvimbo dziri pasi dzikaita kumikuku asi ndinoti ini chini pakuchengetwa kwemari idzi vanhu 20 vatinopinze mabasa ava vanhu vanenge vachishanda dzimwe nguru kudini kuona kuti mari dzinenge chanzwa zvakadini zvakanyatsonaka naka vei kuno vanenge vachitsvaka vanhu
taukanda zvikuru
kuzvipetsirongwa itikezi ndako diaspora foundation
vadhube
problem ita
nguva dzabadzadyana tine urombo
hapana sangano
tine urombo vandu na nguva dzabadzadyana. Thank you so much, Chris.
Yes, Jonga, that was Mr. Azaria Dube Nduna. We also heard from Itai Ndlovu of the Zimbabwe. Both are from the Zimbabwe Human Rights Organization in South Africa. And we also heard from Leo Nyoni, a Zimbabwean in South Africa. My name is Chris Gande. Good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri. Thank you and good night.